Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Marimi Rasi Shirchu. Chayu Chabit Fege, Vasmi Chayu Spasia. Inishmas, Sipor Pinya Vasar of Moshe, with Mashur Miso Yitzchak. Vasar Vasar Shumar, Sonatun Vasar the Hans of Meir Zev. Really continuing our series of Shiurim, Vitalas Moreno Vahaveno. Hagoyin, Hagadol, Hamakubal, Haloiki, Rabbi Yankiv Moshe Chalala, Pinyin. Yom Manoloyim, Aboyim Alein Avakoy Yisrael Atoivo. Yisod Eikaru, Omer Arav, Shemlevad HaPeulot HaTovot, Darush Lasi, Gam Ma'amid Kadosh, Asher Ya'amid Ma'amid Lachol HaMifalim HaTovim VaKadoshim. Gam Tochen HaTshuva Al Ikar Zeh Banui, Shem Hukshelu B'Chataim, VaKoach HaMa'amid Shlo Eino Mitzad HaTov, צריכים להחליפו, להגיע למעמיד קדוש וטוב. So the foundation of everything is besides the good deeds that a person does, you have to have a ma'amid, something to stand it up, something to hold it up. And that's what Shuvah is about also. That when you're doing Shuvah, you have to have a good basis, a good foundation. And that's why, when you do tshuva, you have to do kabbalah ala hava. You have to accept upon yourself in the future to be better. But you also have to have charata ala hava. Being haskama ala hava, below is nachumus ala hava. If a person is only taking upon himself to be better in the future, but he doesn't regret the past, that shows that the tshuva has not impacted one's internal veins, that it hasn't, he doesn't have a solid foundation, he doesn't have a solid basis. We find in Maseches Brachos that there is a koach hamamid called Seor Shebi'isa. Seor isn't batel. Two kochos that are mamid, that give something a basis, a foundation, are not batel. One is the seor shebi'isa, the leaven in the dough, and another is a tavlin. Tavlins also aren't batel. Shnei kochos ha'mamidim lo b'teili. So just like seor is not batel, so to seor shebi'isa, which is what the Gemara Brachos calls the Yetzer Hara, is also not batel. And what's against that? What's the other ma'amid we said? Tavlin. Torah is called the tavlin. Horasi yetzer hara, horasi lo torah tavlin. What's the difference between seor and tavlin? Seor is a koach ha'mamid shel ha'isa. Aval kashem mechametzet et ha'isa, menapachat ota u'minas'a. Lochen ha'tavlin. Shukoach ma'amid mitabelet etavshil kula. B'chol zot v'im ze, eino menasei menapeach u'malchiv. Hakol kamo shehaya, v'ta'ama nit'am. The interesting seor and tavlin is, seor again is the Yetzer Hara, seor shebi'isa. Tavlin is Torah, b'rasi Yetzer, b'rasi Torah. Tavlin is spice. Neither of them are batel. Both of them are kochos ha'ma'amidim. They give a basis, they give the foundation. And that's why they're not batel. The reason there's no bittel, there's no nullification, because these are ma'amidim. They give it a basis, they give the food its basis, its taste, its leaven, its that it blows up. So what's them since seor and tavlin? Seor is a koach ha'mamid shel ha'isa, but when it leavens the dough, it blows it up. Tavlin is a koach ha'mamid. It's metabel, it's a tav shel kula. It gives it a good taste. However, it doesn't blow it up. It doesn't change the size of the food. It doesn't expand the food. Everything is like it was, and it just tastes better. The yisod of everything is to return everything to the Makor HaKadusha, As it is, everybody knows, everybody knows that everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. Aval shetiyah yidiyah chadura b'toch ha'pnimiyut. But that this yidiyah of Ein Od Movado should penetrate into one's pnimiyus, till the extent that this yidiyah is the yisod hamamid shelo, what gives this person his standing, his foundation, his basis. Lazeh lo higiyah. That he hasn't reached. Ve'akol me'afach le'ro'etz. Ve'yaches rachas rav le'atzmo. Ve'prinat kochi ve'otzim yadi. Ve'gam kol ha'magam ha'rak le'netiyot ha'atzmiyot ve'yichusei kavod ve'shachcaniyut shel gava. Ve'zeo yisod b'yar ha'mamet shel ha'se'or. What's the se'or? What's the se'etzo hara? It blows a person up. Person's good. Geblazen, I think they call it in Yiddish. He's all blown up. There's blozing the shofar, and then there's geblazen that a person is blown up, that he's minupach. So that's the Seor Shevi Isa. Yes, we know Einod Movado, but we also think Kochi Votzim Yadi, and we give ourselves covered. We have Shechtzanius of Gaiva. We have this arrogance sometimes, some people. Speaking, of course, about myself primarily, of arrogance, of thinking it's me, it's my power, it's my talent, it's my ability, my accomplishment. So that's the Sor Shabisa, that's the Koach HaMamid B'Tzad Hara. And in contrast to this, you have the Torah. The Torah is the Koach HaMamid Shel HaKedusha. Hu Mibchinas. Tavlin, Hasholel kol hargasha atzmit, u'mechavenet et hakol lefi mashu b'emet lamito, ladat lakir, v'sheyidiyah zo chadura b'fnimei pnimiyut, b'to koach ma'amid, ki ein od milvado b'li shum ra masrucha b'shlum yachas atzmiyut. Torah is the koach ha'ma'amid of kedusha. Koach is Torah is the tavlin. That's what the person's tasting. The person's tasting the Torah, meaning that the person doesn't have any of his own taste. All the Torah, the person himself is bland, and everything is based on the Torah. The Torah is what the Koach HaMamid. Just like when you have spice in the food, that's what you're tasting. The food could be very bland. You're tasting the spice. So too, Torah. Torah is the Koach HaMamid. And this yidiya should be to penetrate one's innards, one's pnimei pnimius, should be his koach hamami. That's what gives the person his basis, his foundation. And ain od movado, that nothing else exists besides Hashem. Lishum ramus rucha, without any gaiva, without any yachas of atzmius, that it's about me, it's about my accomplishments and my talents. Sadiqim Yetzer Hara Shaifdan, Sakta Gemara in Brachas 61b. Rishayim Yetzer Hara Shaifdan. Beinayim Zebeze Shaifdan. Sadiqim are judged by the Yetzer Hara. Rishayim are Yetzer Atov. Rishayim are judged by the Yetzer Hara. And Beinonim are judged by both. Because the Mahus of a person, the Yisod HaKoach HaMamid HaPnimi Shelo, the foundation of his internal foundation of what gives him standing, the Koach HaMamid, the power that gives him the ability to stand, to be, to exist, to function, is tested, examined, gauged, primarily mitoch ha'shiput shelo. Koach ha'shiput shel adam hu mahuto. His power to judge is his essence and the root of his Koach HaMamid. And therefore, tzaddikim, that the yisod of the mamid of their life is the Yetzer HaTov, The Yetzer HaTov is their judge. They judge everything based on good. Everything is gauged. This is good. I do it. If it's not, then I don't. Rishayim, everything is based on Ra. This is Ra. This will fulfill my taiva. This will give me more money. This will give me more pleasure. This will give me more popularity. Then I'm going to do that. So that's the Rishayim. Tzaddikim, everything is the Yetzer HaRa. That's the Koach of Judge. That's their gauge by their Koach HaShiput. And their Koach HaShiput is their Koach HaMami, their Tov. The Yetzer HaRa, the Yetzer HaTov, the Tzaddikim are judged by the Yetzer HaTov. Everything it judges is good. It said the Rishayim go based al Pira, and the Beinonim have both. As Amol HaZoyin, Amol HaZoyin, Amol HaMalach, Amol HaGalach. Sometimes an angel, sometimes a priest. Sometimes like this, sometimes like that. And the Beinonim don't have a Mahus Kavua. They don't have an established essence. Because they're Amol HaZoyin and Amol HaZoyin. Sometimes like this, sometimes like that. And the Torah alone is the tavlin against the Yetzer HaRa. In order that a person should have a strong Koach HaMamid of Kedusha, it's impossible without Torah. Because all the mitzvahs, they could be a Haskama LeFolotam. But they should change a person's Mahus. That they should be the Koach HaMamid, that can't be without Torah. That's the only tavlin, that's the only taste, that's the Koach HaMamid of a person. That's not batal. Tavlin isn't batal in halacha. If you have this ritiyah, this bandage of the Yetzer HaRa, you have ripui. And if not, you're not. Because ripui is mitoch hashorash. Healing comes from the root. Koach HaMamid, and the only true Koach HaMamid is Torah. Mr. Shem will continue next time, but we're not there.